going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI on WrestleMania Eve. Thanks once again to Jason Rossi for joining us for a WrestleMania 41 breakdown.
Right. Is WrestleMania the Super Bowl of wrestling, or is the Super Bowl the WrestleMania of football?
I think it's that second.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean,
the more I think about it.
It's an interesting way of thinking about it.
They've been going on almost as long, and the Super Bowl is just one day. One game, one day. WrestleMania, 13 matches over two nights. Filling up a stadium twice. Not once, twice.
That's a good point.
Wasn't the Super Bowl just in Vegas?
Super Bowl.
Or was that last year or the year before? No,
last year was New Orleans.
Yeah, right.
I don't recall.
Anyway, Celtics open up the playoffs on Sunday, game one against the Orlando Magic. Real quick, around the room, show predictions for the series. I'm going to take Celtics in four.
Yeah.
This is a sweep.
If I could do fewer than four, I would. But yeah, Celtics sweep. Billy?
I'll go five. Gentlemen sweep.
Sure.
Gentlemen sweep.
Very
Nick?
Kind.
Also went five.
That's okay. What Terp went as well.
Terp went five.
They dropped those random ones. They
honestly,
have
you guys
year.
Don't respect the Celtics like me and Keith.
You guys are down on the
Celtics. You seas. Guys are kind of down on the Celtics.
Got them losing a game.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, you kind of hate them.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith. Heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Sure. Red Sox and White Sox tonight, first of a 4-game series from Fenway Park. You got your guy Dobbins on the hill tonight, Jones. You excited about that?
No, not particularly.
No?
I don't get – Crochet needs another day. I mean, I guess you don't want to run the guy into the ground. I get that.
Well, yeah.
But they –
You'll pitch tomorrow.
I know, but just – They just had an off day. We need a Hunter Dobbins start.
It's early.
I know, but I want them to come out and crush the White Sox. That's what I want them to do. I mean, Hunter Dobbins was pretty good in his first start.
They can score more than two runs.
I don't know.
Is
Bregman playing? Do we know? Is Bregman in the lineup? Yes or no? Dad strength in there? We still don't know yet. Okay.
Well, yeah, the lineup will be out probably around 3 o'clock, I would say.
Okay.
The Red Sox in their series in the south side of Chicago scored... What was it? 6 runs total?
Yeah, probably under 2.
Yeah.
Probably that's the number.
It's probably not going to be.
But no, they got at least 3 in this series is what they got to do.
All right.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
grab bag.
That's probably fine.
Yeah, that's good.
I think.
what would be no good about that?
All right, play-in games tonight, Jones. We got the NBA returns for the Battle of the 8-seed. Heat Hawks at 7 o'clock. Mavericks Grizzlies at 9:30. You in on this? You gonna watch any of this?
Well, no, I'll probably watch some of it. I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'll plunk down some bets on it. I got the Heat in the Atlanta game. I'm less confident in the Grizzlies on the other side. Last I checked, I thought Morant was going to attempt to play, but I don't think that was a done deal.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, what a fall for Memphis as of I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, the day we were at Polar Park, talking to our guy Marcelo Meyer. That's the day they fired Taylor Jenkins, I think, or maybe the day before. They crashed and burned from like the 4 or 5 seed in the West to maybe not even making the actual playoffs.
Yeah.
If they lose to the Mavs tonight, I mean, that is a wild, wild fall. Is that where it ends?
I thought there was 4 more basketball games tomorrow in the NBA playoffs.
Was that gentleman actually playing? What was that?
Did I even hear a grab bag in there?
Honestly, it's hard to say. We get a lot of these. We send a lot of them in. I kind of let Nick filter some of them.
He's really
not blaming
the
Nick.
He's dropping that at your
today. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I'm not dropping the door right at your doorstep. Nick.
I'm not doing that.
There were all of them that were sent in today made the cut.
Beep, all right, Rich.
Beep. Here we go.
It's the license plate on that bus.
Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
That one was about a minute and a half, so I did cut it.
Nick, that was a minute and a half?
Yeah, it was.
I need to hear the director's cut of that, actually. I'll in the next break. I want to hear that.
Release the tapes.
Yeah. Abra, abra, cadabra.
I mean, sentiment. Keith at WEEI.com.
Please.
Don't be shy.
Oh, after that.
You know, have yourself a good time.
Yeah.
Get him in there. Bucks Pacers start the playoff action tomorrow at 1 o'clock, followed by Clippers Nuggets, Pistons Knicks, and then T-Wolves Lakers. Jones, if you could only watch one of those games, which game would it be?
Ooh. This is the Saturday schedule?
Saturday schedule. I just ripped through all 4 Saturday games.
Hang on. Let me look at them again.
I'm going to pin you down.
I think the Clippers and the Nuggets. I think I am picking the Clippers in that series. I think that's the best series. I mean, I think the Pistons are going to knock off the Knicks. Lakers and Wolves are interesting. I think I'd go Clippers over the Nuggets, though.
So I got to watch 12 hours of basketball and 7 hours of wrestling each night. Each day and night.
I got to figure out a way to carve out 10 minutes to watch. I promised Rossi I'd watch 10
there.
Minutes.
So you'll
I
got to figure that out. Watch Tiffy Time versus Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, that's what I got to do.
That 10 minutes is going to fly by.
Grab bag.
Tre'Davious White going back to the Buffalo Bills on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, did he do anything with the Rams last year? I don't think so, but I guess he's back in the division.
He's back.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? I'll tell you what. Yesterday, he basically did an entire podcast with McAfee. He had a lot to say about a lot of things, but the answer is yes.
He's still out there.
He is still a free agent. However, let me ask you this.
Yeah?
After listening, whether you listened to all of it or just read some of the headlines of it and this whole story about Aaron Glenn and the Jets and flying cross country and paying for his own
thing. Oh, my God. Was Wiggy ever hung up on that today?
They did talk about that a little bit. But after all of that stuff, do you think he plays this year?
I think the smoking gun for me is him bringing up $10 million. He's like, I don't even want a lot of money. I'd play for $10 million. So he's like, he's begging for $10 million, and at some point somebody will give it to him. I don't sense that he wants to retire. I think he's just holding out for at least $10 million.
Yeah, seems to be the actual number.
I don't think that was a random number. He's like, if somebody gives me $10 million, I will play for you.
Yeah.
So I think he plays.
Is that what Cutler got to come out of retirement that one year for the Dolphins? It was like 8 or 10.
I think it was that much for Jay Cutler.
To come out of the booth. Remember, because he took the job at Fox.
Yeah,
he never did a game.
When did he do that? Like week 2? Or was that in training
camp?
No,
I think he was there for the whole year. I think he was there for the whole year. But he had like signed with Fox and then never got back.
Wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
grab bag.
It was $10 million for Jay Cutler.
$10 million. What a memory that I have.
Good job.
Can you believe that? Real nice. How about the top baseball performer from last night? Let's go with Corbin Carroll, who had 3 stolen bases.
Nice.
Three swipes.
I think he only had 1 going into that game. Yeah, he's hitting a lot of bombs. Yeah.
Scored a couple of runs.
Plus 175 today, but the steals were good. Yeah.
He had a ribeye steak as well. Randy Arozarena, 2-for-4 with a dong.
I bet him the night
three
before.
Three RBI. You had that?
No. I said I bet him the night before to hit one, yeah.
Brent Rooker.
Nice.
Another dong for him as well. On the pitching side of things, Christopher Sanchez, Philadelphia, 7 innings, 2 runs, 12 Ks.
Nice.
And Andrew Heaney, 7 1/3, scoreless for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, 12 strikeouts for Sanchez. I think you got to lean that way in a win over the Giants.
Yeah, all right. I would agree with that. Let's get to something else.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with the Chicago White Sox.
I can't imagine there's any left. We just did this. We just guessed them all. Yeah.
Are you ready for this, though? Over his 11-year Major League Baseball career, he played for the White Sox, Brewers, Mariners, Royals, Rockies, Red Sox, Dodgers.
Okay.
Outfielder.
Okay.
He had a runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting. Also was a one-time All-Star. And finished as high as 12th in the MVP.
Gonna need some years.
Broke into the majors in 2001-2002, but his full rookie season was 2003. Last game played was in 2012.
What year in Boston?
2012, as it turns out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
12 with Boston. Now, if I give one stat
out, I'm going to need some stats. Yeah, give me some stats.
In 2004,
okay,
when he was on my fantasy team, he had 70 steals.
Oh, Scott Pesednik.
He got it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's a guy ripping
dude
around the bag.
Steal a bag.
Wow. So some of those teams, I don't remember Pesednik on, I do remember him on Boston, actually, now that we say this. I remember him with the Royals and White Sox, and I guess the Red Sox, now that you say it, I didn't realize he played for that many teams.
Sox, I didn't realize it was that long ago he was in Boston.
Yeah. No, yeah, right. 13 years ago.
Scotty Pods was ripping bags. Yeah.
So he, that year in Milwaukee, was 04. He had 70 steals. Then he went to Chicago, and he was an all-star, had 59 steals, and won the World Series with the White Sox.
Nice. He was a commodity in the steal saves league. Like, you wanted shares of Scotty Pods.
309 career steals.
Nice.
It's a lot of swipes.
Yeah.
With the Red Sox, he played in 63 games, hit 302, and only stole 8 bags. But He was 36 years old at that point.
I would agree with the. I'm happy the Twitch chat is recognizing my my.
That's
my,
2 good weeks.
My expertise, Dark and Stormy Nights.
Was it Marquise Grissom? You
Jones
got
Jones crushing that. Marquise Grissom, I got exceptionally. I can't imagine anybody beat me to Marquise Grissom. It's possible I was beat to Scottie Pippen.
You're just good on steal guys.
I'm hearing 70 steals.
I got to get rid of the steal guys. You only know the steal guys.
Is that what it is? But you asked me straight up how many
that's
for
a
Marquise
70 steal guys.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that though. You asked me Marquise Grissom topped out at. I'm like 42.
Tomorrow's gonna be Tim Rock Reigns.
Oh man,
Jones and steals is Keith and wide receiver. Receivers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe.
Keith and Wags.
Oh, Keith and Wags.
Yeah, oh, Wags. Yeah, I got Wags. Yeah. Wags are down.
That's true. Steals, I know them.
The thing in the wrestling business is they all just date each other. So it's easy to know who's
you know
going
what?
Out with him.
When I was doing my show prep, this was all like very on the level show prep. I mean, the Twitch chat was doing a good job alerting me to some of these female
Seth
wrestlers.
Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and I just, they tend to be in relationships with wrestlers.
Well, it makes sense because they travel
on the road.
They travel like 300 days a year. They're both in incredible shape.
Yeah.
Living nothing to the imagination. Scantily clad.
That is
a lot
point.
Of working out.
All the testosterone.
Oh, my God.
It's a very good point.
To the gills.
So there you go. That is the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They're live at Fenway Park today. I am told there is no Fitzy, which means you got Hart. You got Ted. You got Ball. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.